What does sustainability mean to you?
So I guess the textbook definition comes to mind of meeting the needs of the present without compromising the needs of the future. But also when you think about sustainability in terms of your personal life, it's like, what are you doing that actually benefits the earth, not just sustains yourself?
Hello and welcome back to the Sustainability Podcast, where we drink tea and talk about sustainable projects. I'm Tanner with the Office of Sustainability, and I'm here today with Susanna Ellison, who is an intern with the Sustainable Agriculture Program at the College of Charleston. And today we're going to talk about marshmallow root. Are you ready for some tea facts?
I'm ready.
Okay.
It tastes really good.
Good. So marshmallow root is actually an African plant, and it was originally used medicinally by the Egyptians, and then later it was adopted by the French. It grows in salt marshes by the sea, hence the name marshmallow, and just basically any other kind of damp areas. So they're actually also one of the oldest desserts. So like, people were using marshmallow root in desserts before our modern day marshmallows. But now we don't really use marshmallow root anymore, we just use gelatin.
We've regressed.
Right? yeah, so the Egyptians would use it, they would mix it with honey, because like the marshmallow has like sticky stuff in it, I guess. And then they actually were naturally reserved for gods and royalty. So they're like really special. Yeah, and then the first time like actual marshmallows were made was in France in 1850, and then somewhere in the 1950s we started using like gelatin and we didn't use marshmallow root anymore. Yeah, but it's good for a lot of things. So it can help with asthma and bronchitis, colds and sore throats, coughs, basically any kind of inflammation, indigestion, skin inflammation, and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it tastes really good and smells kind of like a marshmallow.
Does it?
A fennel-y marshmallow.
Yeah, there's fennel in there. But yeah.
Wow.
Do you feel enlightened?
Absolutely.
Great.
I mean the marshmallow.
I don't know where the word mallow comes from, but I know the marsh part comes from it coming from a marsh.
I love to learn.
There you go. Well, let's learn about you. So, what is your major at the college?
First of all, thanks for having me.
I'm a
bio major, environmental studies minor, and I'm a sophomore at the College of Charleston.
Nice. So, what do you do at the Sustainable Agriculture Program? What is it?
Yeah, so it's a program out of the Masters of Environmental Studies program at CFC. And so there's grad students involved that mostly work at the school's grounds at Dixie Plantation. But the garden interns, like the undergrads such as myself, manage the on-campus gardens. So we have two main campus gardens right now. One's in the Warren Place parking lot, like the Warren Place dorms on Warren Street. A lot of people have a hard time finding that garden, but it's just because you have to go away to the back of the parking lot to find it. But once you get there, it's really flourishing. And that's our biggest food production garden.
Cool. So you actually produce food?
Yeah.
Who eats it?
So we're growing food for the students. We do CSAs. Like last year, I don't know if you ever saw us, but we would just table and hand out free veg, like small bundles. And then at Dixie Plantation, we grow lettuce for the sea turtles at the aquarium.
Aww. They eat lettuce?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Some of them.
Why? They're sea turtles.
Yeah, it's like they eat leafy greens, and then some of them obviously like prefer kelp and sea vegetables, but they also can thrive on lettuce.
That's really great. Yeah. I like that. How did you get involved with the Sustainable Agriculture Program?
When I first started going to school here, I was like, where are the gardens? Because I just like to be outside. And so I had to email a lot of people, but I eventually found this program. And they were like, hey, we have room for more. Come
so
work with us.
What kind of events do you do?
We do workshops that center around sustainable agriculture, but we also try to extend that to general sustainable practices. So recently we had a kombucha making workshop to hopefully encourage people to be a little more self-sufficient and zero waste with their favorite drinks. We talk about how to use things we grow, like herbs, to make your own candles, your own essential oils, your own tea. We don't have any marshmallow root yet. So yeah, anything centering around sustainable agriculture or just sustainable lifestyle.
Do you have any upcoming events?
Yes, we have a kombucha workshop and an essential oil workshop in April. And then we also have regular work days at Dixie from 10 to 12.
So anybody can volunteer.
And that's about half an hour from the school, but we can give anyone rides.
That's really cool. Okay, so what does sustainability mean to you?
So I guess the textbook definition comes to mind of meeting the needs of the present without compromising the needs of the future. But also when you think about sustainability in terms of your personal life, it's like, what are you doing that actually benefits the earth, not just sustains yourself, but benefits what you're actually living in? You know, we live in an urban environment, but ultimately we're using natural resources. And so I try to think of what ways I can give back or at least not damage. It's difficult.
So what do you think the world could gain from sustainable values?
Oh my goodness, so much.
That's a crazy question.
Mental health, I think. Just like, we're so busy, we're so stressed. People are rushing around. People don't know where their food comes from. When you take the time to grow your own food, see where it comes from, eat something that's fresh from the earth, it's just so much different. It's just a completely different experience. I think you appreciate it more, you're grateful for it, and you feel better.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And could I say where to find us on social media in case anyone wants to connect? So on Facebook, we're College of Charleston Sustainable Agriculture. And on Instagram, we're CFC Sustainable _ Ag.
Thanks so much for listening. We put out new sustainability podcasts every Thursday. If you'd like to hear more, you can go to synergies.cfc.edu.